I'm Georgie Crawford. This is the Gut Glow Podcast. Following a cancer diagnosis in my 30s, my goal is to inspire and empower people on their self-care journey. Through the conversations I have with my guests, we hope to do just that.
There is a plan, and believe that if you're at rock bottom and you're suffering, this is all part of your life, your tapestry. This is your story, and where you go next is what's crucial.
Although I went through a tough time, it showed me how someone could still love me at my lowest and at my weakest, because the love before was easy, but the love at my lowest was real.
So deep down, we all know what we want in life. We all know what makes us happy. We all know the life we dreamed about. And deep down, we all know what we're capable of if you only give yourself permission to do it.
I now live a healthy and fulfilled life where self-care is a top priority and every day is an opportunity to grow. This season of the Gut Glow Podcast is brought to you with thanks to Ireland's leading pharmacy chain, Lloyds Pharmacy. Do you suffer from allergies or hay fever? Lloyds Pharmacy has a wide range of medicated and non-medicated solutions to give you the relief you need to enjoy the rest of your summer. Visit lloydspharmacy.ie for all your allergy and hay fever needs. Lloyds Pharmacy, say hello to the people that know. Hello, I hope you are well. I am so excited to bring this episode of the podcast to you. We're coming up to the end of this season. I have just 3 episodes left, but I know you're going to love my guests so much. So before I get into today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that to celebrate the August bank holiday, we are giving you 50% off the full price of the Gut Glow Wellness Program. So that's from €85 down to €42.50 until midnight on Tuesday. Just use the discount code SUMMER50 over on thegoodglow.ie. Our online course includes video talks, Q&As, practicals, meditations, all based around my pillars of self-care. There are so many aha moments in our course. And the best thing about it is that you can complete it at your own pace. It's not a live course. So the material will always be there for you and you can go through it and do it, as I said, at your own pace and in your own time. For more, head over to thegoodglow.ie. So on to Niamh Cullen. Niamh is a fitness coach. She is massively into wellness and self-care. She oozes positivity and she founded her business Monday Club over the last few years. And today she's going to tell us a little bit about what's been going on in her life since 2016. So lots of you will be very familiar with Niamh and love following her. She wears her heart on her sleeve. Niamh came into the studio and she was glowing. She told me her story in the most beautiful way. Niamh bought a house with her former partner and today she tells me about the breakdown of that relationship, having to sell the house and the difficulties of moving on. She tells me about living out of a bag and moving in with friends, including Rosie Connolly, before going home to really deal with what went on in her life over the previous years. She speaks in such a gorgeous way about her loving parents. And she also speaks about her boyfriend Jamie and their big move to Valencia. And I know that this was very emotional for Niamh. She wrote out a timeline of the last few years and sent it to me on WhatsApp this week. And I know that that brought up a lot of emotions for Niamh. We've been in touch this week and she is so supported by her family and friends. And they've all really rallied around her this week. And I'm so excited for Niamh as she starts this new chapter of her life with Jamie. And I know that getting all of this off her chest was a really important part of her moving on and starting that new chapter. So I was honored to sit down with her and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Niamh, welcome to the Gut Glow Podcast.
Hello, Georgie. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure and an honor.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to sit down with you today. A chat I've wanted to have for a long time. And I was
looking at your page very closely over COVID and the last year, and it seems like you've really stepped into this really positive space and you seem happy. Like when you walked in today, I said you were glowing. So where are you at and how are you feeling?
Right now, yeah, I'm feeling super good. I'm in a really good place. I'm living with my boyfriend, Jamie. We do fly off to Valencia tomorrow. We do have a one-way ticket. We planned to travel last year together to South America, and we planned to travel this year in hopes that COVID wouldn't be the way it is. But look, it's obviously not so different. Obviously, with the vaccinations and everything, there is a bit of a move. But we said, you know what? Let's just go somewhere together. We don't think we'll ever get to the likes of Australia with the borders still closed up, and obviously America, it'd be a little bit more difficult. So we just said, you know what, let's just go somewhere in Europe and live abroad. We're such sea creatures, and you'll soon find out how much we love the water and how Jamie started, you know, his exciting brand too. So yeah, we're excited. I'm just in a really good place. It's wonderful. I started a business myself, but it's been a journey to get there now. So
and we were talking during the week about that journey, and thank you for telling me, you know, the full story, because I didn't really have much of an idea of everything you've been through in the last couple of years. And, you know, what struck me about you speaking about how you'd bought a house and settled down in 2016 and your life was going in a certain direction and things have changed and now you're in a completely different place. And it was such a journey that you went on to get there. And when you were explaining your story to me, I was like, oh my God, you've been through so much. How do you feel about discussing that?
You know, I feel fine about it. I think, you know, a lot of people who would have followed me would have speculated that I never really aired, you know, the breakup. I never really officially announced that me and my past relationship were no longer together, because at the time I had just actually bought the house when the relationship kind of fell apart. And there was a lot of things that actually happened in that year, you know. You know, I lost my auntie to cancer. My mum ended up in hospital quite unwell. There was a number of things that happened that I actually wasn't ready to deal with this. And I wasn't ready to actually, there was almost a sense of, I wasn't actually ready to accept it. And I felt like if I was going to share this online, I had to accept it. And I don't think I was ready to accept what was going on. So yeah, in 2016, God, it's been a whirlwind since then. And looking back and reflecting on it, it's even talking to you about it during the week, I was almost reliving some moments and ways, but in a really good, positive way. I've came so much from then and over the years. But yeah, it was very difficult. And I was in a full-time job at the time. I worked in Brown Thomas, a job that I absolutely adored and loved. I was given so many opportunities in there. I worked in, you know, in management. I worked in personal shopping. I worked with some really cool clients. You know, we did some really amazing shoots and shows. They just had me doing everything. And I guess my life was, you know, I carved this path where I was in this, you know, thought it was a solid relationship in a full-time job. We bought a house. And then slowly then things just started ticking, you know, things just started deteriorating. And I found myself just in a complete, you know, space where I never thought I would be. And, you know, so the relationship came to an end, but the house wasn't sold. And we're coming into, you know, 2017 now. And in 2017 was actually the year where it became a really tough year, because I started kind of, you know, blogging more and sharing my life more, and I was given these amazing opportunities with, you know, the influencer. I don't really like the word influencer, but I like to call myself a sharer. I share things online. A lot of job opportunities were coming my way, and I found that my life was going in one direction and the life that I was living wasn't going in the one direction that I thought it was going in. So I was, you know, dealing with the breakup, dealing with, you know, who moves out of the house. And then,
because buying a house is so final, or it seems
it's final.
Like you've bought your house, you have to stay there forever.
Yeah, and I was really not willing to give it up for a while. I really wanted, you know, a part of me didn't want to give up. And there was times where I know I tried, and the person I was with, I think, tried at times. But there was just a lot of things that happened in my in my experience that were a little bit unforgivable, and I just couldn't get past a couple of things, and I decided that I can't live this way, and I was really upset. And with my mum not being well, and after losing my auntie and being through some experiences within those 2 years, I realised that life was way too short and I needed to change. And I remember confronting my friends, and they said that you were so brave, because we didn't know when you were going to turn and say, we didn't know when you were going to, or if you were going to, and we're so happy that you are. So that came to, you know, towards the end of 2017, and I was going through a bit of a stage where my friends were like, we need to keep an eye on her, she's going out all the time. You know, I was going out, and it was almost like I was getting this, that my high was the excitement of getting dressed up and going out and seeing different people and meeting different friends. But within that, I met Jamie along those nights, and he was so lovely and such a gentleman. And I had kind of told him my story, that I was still, you know, basically kind of living with my ex, but not living with him. And it was really hard. And, you know, I think you're such a lovely person, but maybe we're just good as friends. And he is the most incredible person, and just totally respected that, and almost gave me my space, but still was there. And then we're coming into 2018 now, and I'm still, you know, we went by Christmas, and that Christmas was extremely hard. And
who was supporting you, who was helping you through those times? Because I think we all have those years where it seems like your whole world falls apart.
Yeah.
So I had one of those years in 2012, another one of those years in 2017. And you feel like, okay, I'm at a point now where I can reevaluate my life, go in a different direction. And I think through the toughest struggles, we grow and we change and we evolve.
Yeah.
So when you were in the 2016, 17, 18, and you felt like you were at kind of rock bottom, who was around you helping you through that?
Well, my friends, and my friends, honestly, my best friends, my solid seven, my schoolgirls, my home friends, they're like my backbone. And then I have my friends that I have in Brown Thomas that are my best friends now. And then I have, you know, my friends in the industry who I became super close with, which is, one of them is Rosie Connolly, and she is one of my closest friends. And without them, I probably wouldn't have gotten through anything. And to the point where I was pretty much living out of a bag in 2018. And it was coming up to Rosie's wedding, and Rosie said, you're living with me. You're not living out of a bag. You can stay with me for as long as you want. And it was, she just took her hand out, and she was just like, I can't, you're so disorientated, because you're just living out of this bag, and you know, you're upset that you can't be in the house that you bought, and someone else is living there and you don't want to live there. And it was just really complicated. There was a lot of complications, and with selling a house comes with money and solicitor fees. And there was a lot of emotion. There was a lot of hurt for the two of us equally. But Rosie put her hand out, and I lived with her for a while.
What was that like?
That was amazing. Oh my God. And even I also moved in with my best friend, Amy, too. And, you know, it was just so lovely, because they're two of the most nourishing people. And they're both so similar, and they both had children. So I think they mothered me. And I was definitely, Rosie definitely mollycoddled me in a little way. You know, she was almost tucking me into bed at night, and I got super close to Harry, and, you know, Remy wasn't born at that stage yet. And she was just the most, you know, the two of them were the most amazing people. And even with Amy, and, you know, Mason would have been a similar age to Harry, and I lived with my best friend, Amy. But I guess the hard part was that I was living with two people that had something that I thought I was going to, you know, have. Paul and Rosie have such a gorgeous relationship, as does Amy and Chris. And, you know, like, just, Amy and Rosie would stay up with me at night, and Paul and Chris would give them a kiss goodnight because they'd be going up to bed and a hug and, do you want a glass of wine? And I'd be sitting there being like, oh God. And, you know, just they had kids, you know, Amy had just, you know, she was getting married. She had just got engaged and she bought her house, and Rosie was actually just married. So it was all these relationships around me that were so solid, and mine had just fallen apart. However, Jamie was around, you know, all this time, and we weren't together or anything. You know, God love him, he really pushed for a good couple of months, and he still says it. And I'm sure, you know, God, I maybe will get married one day, that he'll probably say in his wedding speech, because he really did, but you know, try for 6 months, like just pushing. And his own words was persistence overrides resistance. That's something that he says. And he did. And he just stuck by me. And I remember coming, you know, towards the end of 2018, and I moved back home to my mum and dad. I moved out when I was 19. And I was always very independent, very ambitious, moved to Australia, came back, got a full-time job, bought a house. You know, I'm very like tunnel vision, put the blinkers on and I just go for it. And the best thing I did was to come home to my mum and dad, because I hadn't lived at home since I was about 19. And my mum kind of suffers with her mental health every now and again. And one particular year back in 2016, I didn't realise she went to hospital, and I actually didn't really deal with that very well. There was a lot of things that happened that year, and I remember coming back, and when she wasn't great, you know, the times that I kind of needed my mum, unfortunately mum wasn't able to be that mum. And I think that's why I kind of went into myself and kind of found myself on this road of I actually just found myself on a bit of a roundabout, actually not of a road. I was just going around in circles, the same headspace, not really improving. But with that said, like in 2019, towards the end of 2018, me and Jamie's relationship, you know, flourished, and we got really close, and I moved back home with my parents, and it was probably the best thing I could have ever done. I became like their little girl again, pajamas waiting on the bed. Aww. And my mum is one of the strongest people ever. No matter how many times, you know, she gets knocked down, she comes straight back up so strong. And this was the year where she was the strongest ever, and she still is so strong, but she was just the mum I needed. And I think then when I moved back home, which would have been, you know, the end of 2018, I mean, Jamie's relationship was great. It was when I realized everything kind of hit me.
Yeah.
You know, I was back in my comfortable, safe space. I was in a house with my mum and dad where I knew I could be my total self. And it all kind of hit me. The breakup had hit me. The loss of, you know, my auntie had hit me. You know, how mum was a couple of years ago had hit me, and how I just wasn't dealing with anything the past couple of years, how I just wasn't allowing myself to just live in the moment. I was suppressing a lot of anger, a lot of hurt. And you know, breakups are no joke. They're really hard. It is like a death sometimes. Like, you're grieving over, now I wasn't necessarily grieving over the person, but I was definitely grieving over a life and a relationship that I really was working towards and working for. You know, in Brian Thomas, I worked so hard with, you know, I started sharing things online and job opportunities came about. And, you know, with that money, it went into the house. And
it's like when you speak about going home.
Yeah.
After those few years of, like you say, on the roundabout, going around and around. Mm. And it's interesting what you said at the start, that you never announced your breakup on Instagram, because then you're acknowledging it. Yeah. So acknowledging something is really the first step to healing.
Mm-hmm.
So going back home, and almost you surrendered, and you realized that you would never move forward unless you acknowledged everything that had happened with your mum, with your ex, and with your auntie.
Yeah.
So did things have to get worse for you before they got better, or how did you deal with it?
Oh, things definitely got worse. And even from that point moving home, things actually got, you know, progressively worse. I started to, I really went into like this shell, and it was coming towards a Christmas. It would have been the first Christmas where I was, because the Christmas before was almost like a novelty because I didn't want to believe that I had moved out of the house. Everything was just kind of up in the air, where this was the Christmas where I was like, wow. Now, I wasn't on my own. I was with Jamie, but still there was a, just, there was so much that had gone on that I was like, oh God, here I am now. And I think the whole year was such a blur, the 2 years. And you're so right. Like when I went home, I surrendered everything and I was in a safe space where I knew I could just really let go. And, you know, my mum and dad were amazing because I stopped kind of like going to the gym and I stopped kind of working out. And my mum and dad were like, what is going on?
They knew.
And they knew. But you know what? They were the most amazing people. They were knocking on my door 10 to 7 to be like, Jim, two of them, get in the car, would come to the gym with me.
No way.
Yeah.
What's your mum's name?
Geraldine.
Geraldine.
And my dad is James. And honestly, they were probably the reason why I dealt with everything properly, because my mum knew, and my mum was quite intuitive, and she would be, because, you know, and she is open with her mental health struggles. And she said that you have to listen to your gut, like stop saying that you're all right, you're not, we can tell. And it even came to Jamie to be like, if you keep telling me you're okay, I won't be able to help you. And I was just like, but I'm fine. It's just like, Niamh, I don't care that, you know, you still have to talk to a past relationship and you're still dealing with the house. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that you're not allowing me to help you. And if you allow me to help and tell me what's going on, you know, I feel like, you know, you're opening up to me. I want you to open up to me. He was like so lovely. He was just like, I'm in love with you. And when you love someone, you just want to help them. It doesn't matter their circumstances. So with that, then I was like, okay. So that allowed me to fully be my total self. I was like, okay, well, I'm actually really shit. Sorry, excuse me, really crap. Okay, maybe you're right. And I realized then I had so much support around me to just realize that I had support and I needed to stop acting like everything was okay when it really wasn't.
And to also like live the life that deep down inside you wanted.
Yeah, yeah. And then that came to the end of the year, and I remember I was saying, cheersing, this is going to be a great year. In 2019, it wasn't so good of a year because I almost, it was a great year. Like, you know, I kind of found myself again. I started to gain this strength, but, you know, the house wasn't sold and I was still reminded constantly of a life that I thought I was going to live. And coming up to selling the house then, you know, I had to go in and you look at the walls and you look at the furniture, and although like a lot of it was like half and half between the two of us, but you know, women, there was a lot of interior, there was a lot of stuff. And the reason why I was so eager to buy the house was because I always just wanted to find a place of my own. And I know my mum won't mind me saying this, but you know, my mum didn't really get on, you know, before I had left when I was 19. So it was almost me being like, I need to find a place to live by myself and be independent. And I think I remember going in and selling the house was just torture. Like, I don't know if anyone who out there who would have sold the house, but the solicitors back and forth, the money, the emotion. And then you kind of, in a way, you just want to be okay with the person that you're selling the house with, but you're both equally hurt, you know. It's not an easy thing and you both just want it done. And yeah, like that, yeah, 2019 was where I probably kind of fully had a year of just where I was super down, but nobody really, only my close friends knew. I think on Instagram as a cover, people probably thought I was like living the life, but out of everything, out of all the years, towards the end of 2019, coming into 2019, was the year that I, you know, really suffered, and I, you know, started going to therapy, and things became so much more clearer just talking to someone, and she was, you know, able to guide me and tell me why I was feeling this way. And there's times in my life where I felt lonely and felt abandoned, and these were the emotions that were coming up again because I was leaving this house, and it was almost like the abandonment again. So it was just, it was, it's been such a journey. And if
I what did therapy do for you?
Oh, therapy did so much in terms of it's, and you know what, my therapist was like, you know what's going on, like you're so self-aware, like you're telling me what I need to tell you, but it's just you need to believe it, you know. And it's probably down to my mum, because my mum is extremely self-aware, and although she's had her times that have been really tough, she comes back stronger and she would share her experience. And I think that's why I'm so aware of my mental health. And I think from that then, after therapy, I kind of just needed to carve a new path. I needed to let go. And me letting go was the house finally being sold. So the house was finally sold. And I said, as soon as that's sold, I can let go. But that was a journey in itself. When I did let go, it was almost like I was dealing with the grieving again and the life that was all there. And I remember like walking into the house for the final time and, you know, having all these kind of memories, and not even memories with the past person that I was with, but more just there was a lot of things happened in the house. My best friend told me she was pregnant here. One of my best friends, who I was so close, actually as well, sorry, I meant to say, my best friend Sarah also moved to Australia in 2017, and I lived with her for a year, and that was a sense of abandonment again. So there was a couple of things that kind of aligned with that. So I finally sold the house, and I finally got to a place where I was getting in a good mental headspace again. Jamie was just incredible, and he was just like, you know, you've sold the house, so this is the opportunity where I can ask you if you feel like it, maybe next year in 2020, you know, maybe we could move in together, don't it? And Jamie, I don't know who created him, his mom and dad, obviously. But he was just, he let me live, you know, my life in a way that, like, you know, you know, you should always be allowed to go out, but like, I was like booking trips everywhere. For anyone who followed me, I was in Coachella, I was in LA, I was in Spain, I was in Barcelona, I was in Ibiza. And he was just like, you need to do that, you need to go. But the thing was, like, we had such a lovely trusting relationship, and I, you know, we both knew that we loved each other. But he was just a person that, like, just supported me in anything I did. So
I'll get straight back to my conversation with Niamh, but first I wanted to thank Lloyd's Pharmacy for supporting the Gut Glow. Are you looking to introduce more vitamins and supplements into your life but have no idea where to start or what to take? Well, don't worry. Lloyd's Pharmacy offer one-to-one private consultations with their highly trained colleagues who can advise the best products to suit your lifestyle and dietary needs. Pop in and ask today. Many of their pharmacies are open late and on weekends. For a full list of services and the latest mega deals, head over to lloydspharmacy.ie. Now, back to Niamh.
And I know Jamie. We used to work together. Yes. I love Jamie.
Yeah.
He was always, like, when you speak of him and, like, his heart and soul, I know what you're talking about, because he's a gorgeous person. The fact that he allowed you to heal in those couple of years and you didn't rush in, how precious is that, so that you could heal there? Because if you had just rushed into something, God knows what would have happened. But he allowed you that space to do you for a while, which was clearly critical to you getting to this point.
Yeah. And it was just love. He just loved me so much. And I love, you know, he just genuinely just cared for me so much. And he knew, he obviously just knew the person I was, and just knew that, like, she still needs to do her, she needs to do all this, because it was almost like he just allowed me to do, not that he wouldn't allow me go off to Ibiza with the girls, but, you know, there was a lot of times where I just, shooting off everywhere. And I felt guilty then at one point, being like, God, maybe I should be spending a lot more time with you. Just like, no, you need to do your thing. You know, I'm here. But then coming towards the end of the year into 2019, it was really exciting. I was maid of honor for my best friend, and that was lovely. And one of my other best friends got pregnant. So there was a lot of highs then to the end of 2019. And then it was, you know, me and Jamie spoke about moving in together in 2020. So it was nice going into that year. But 2020, as we all know, for everyone was pretty bad. And unfortunately, Jamie has an autoimmune disease and ended up quite sick in hospital at the start of the year. And my mum also was very unwell again. So I was like, oh my goodness, will we catch a break? But at that point, I learned how to just live, and I just had to be there for the two of them. And it was definitely a really hard couple of months. And then we were hit with COVID. But then with COVID came a lot of great things. For myself anyway, for some reason, I ended up in Jamie. You know, Jamie got better, and my mum... It was a journey over COVID, but she's now amazing and she's doing fantastic. And Jamie is doing great again, thank God. But in COVID, I don't know how I ended up in Jamie's parents in COVID. Oh, we were actually going to Austria, and we figured out that we couldn't fly. We were going in March for my birthday. My birthday's in March, and we were going skiing, and we were all set to go. And then Jamie, actually, the reason why we didn't go was because we were afraid of Jamie, because his immune system, with his autoimmune, we were afraid that, God, if he got COVID, how sick would he get? And we were all a bit nervous, so we said no. And then sure, a week later, we're in lockdown, and then my dad got symptoms, but he didn't test positive. But then my brother did. But in and around that time, you couldn't test. You know, if you had any sort of symptoms, you had to isolate. So I didn't see my parents for about a month. But with that, I got to live with Jamie's mum and dad. And if you can imagine, you know Jamie. Imagine Jamie times 100 when you meet the parents. His dad and his mum are the most incredible people. And we made memories that we'll cherish forever. The three of us anyway. I have such an amazing bond with Jamie's mom.
And what were those days like? And when you speak of those memories?
Like, Jamie's mom is the most incredible cook and baker. So I got really into cooking, and now I consider myself a great cook. not so much baker. I'm still getting on the baking. So many memories, just, you know, they really made the most of COVID. And Jamie had kind of filled them in, actually, of my year just gone. Only recently before my birthday, I think Jamie had kind of sat them down to be like, you know, I need to actually tell you what's going on in Eve's life. And, you know, I remember Barbara being like, you're so, you know, you have to really understand how strong you are and how brave you are. Not a lot of people would have, you know, either walked away, they would have tried. And even things going on in your personal life, you know, you're a really, really strong person. And I remember looking at her being like, Barbara, thank you so much, because she's such a lady. And I was like, you must have really thought about that to say it to me. But now Barbara's like a second mum to me. She calls me like a daughter that she never had. She's three boys. So I think when I came into the house, she loved it. She wanted to see my makeup bag, and she'd be all this kind of thing. So it was just a great relationship. And then Jamie's dad, I was probably like another daughter to him, and it was wonderful. But then me and Jamie, when COVID started to settle, I think it was like the June or the July, we moved into the apartment together. Swim Club was founded, which is Jamie's brand. Both of us have such a love for sea swimming. And over COVID, Jamie lives really close to Clontarf. We'd go down and jump off the slipway, and we're always freezing. And Jamie's just like, we need to make one of those big jackets. And then I was like, why don't you just go for it and do it? You know, we worked in Media Central. Now, he was quite busy in Media Central at the time, but Jamie was always itching for something else. And, you know, he hadn't got the interview for Google yet, but this was something that he was like, you know what, with COVID, this is something that I'm really going to go for and do. So him and his brother got together and a swim club was made.
And they were on the Late Late.
They were on the Late Late. Yeah, that was coming. That, so they launched the brand. We were living together. Oh, it was a great summer. And he launched the brand and they got onto the Late Late. It just took off. But God loved them. They had no stock for the Late Late. They didn't anticipate at all.
Everyone would turn into sea swimmers and want. Yeah. And actually, what I love about his dry robes, I love the name Swim Club, and they're gorgeous.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, exactly. And we have kids now, and we have dogs. And
oh yeah, I saw the dog ones.
Yeah, and how actually Swim Club came about was when My Home Monday Club came about, my online gym. So lots of things happened in 2020.
Which one came first?
Monday Club came first. So okay. Monday Club actually came about in January. Well, actually kind of came about in 2019. It was something that I was going to do with my personal trainer, Sean, but he has a thriving business and it just wasn't going to work out. We were hopefully going to do some things together, but then it just wasn't going to work out. And then I said, look, I did my personal training course, my personal trainer course at this point, because it's such a passion for fitness. And I said, look, I'm actually going to set something up. So a friend of mine works in an agency and she was just like, let's, you know, do this together. Let's see where we can bring it. But then obviously there was a lot of things with COVID that kind of stopped us. We were, you know, going to film in March and then COVID hit. You know.
And was it always going to be an online business?
Yeah, it was. We wanted to start it online anyway because my goal would be to have a studio, but with the studio comes massive expense with rent and insurance, and my aesthetic for the gym is going to cost an arm and a leg. Mm. No, but we'll have to start somewhere. But the dream of what I wanted to go, but I just wanted to start off small first and do kind of like an online.
And why did you call it the Monday Club?
So for anyone that follows me knows, I always, for myself, that to get me in a better headspace, I always need to have like my week kind of planned. And I always feel like Monday is such a precious day. And if you start your Monday off on a good foot, then you're doing great for the week. So my idea was, I just wanted everyone to be part of this wellness lifestyle club. Cool. That they could sign up, and there's meditation sessions, there's yoga, Pilates, strength and fitness, there's fun 80s aerobics.
I love it so much.
So that was my fun niche. That was where I kind of found the love for kind of working out was like, and that's where I found to kind of put a little my own spin on it, because there's a lot of online platforms out there, and that was me being like, and it's so me.
So explain that. So is it 80s music? You dress up in the kind of aerobics gear, don't you? Yeah.
So every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have aerobics, and then in the evening time there'll be strength, and in the morning there could be yoga and mindfulness. So yeah, it's super fun. So
yeah,
I
think my best friend Audrey and the two of us should do that together, because we would love that.
Oh, it's so much fun, and you work a sweat. Mm. And you know what, you have so much fun doing it. So the whole idea, we call it the Feel Good Workout Club. Okay. And Monday Club is just you're set for the week. We have your classes ready to go. There's recipes there. You know, we've a registered dietitian on board with us. We have a nutritionist. So there's all like this onboard help. So it's really good. And it's so lovely to bring my whole passion of wellness and fitness. And for anyone who follows me knows, from even Snapchat days, I'd be all about, you know, prepping the really healthy food and, you know, cooking all the nice stuff and, you know, prepping your gym gear for the night before and just starting your day off on a right foot. So that's where Monday Club was kind of planted, was actually back when I started kind of my Snapchat days. But so Monday Club is going wonderful. Jamie started an amazing job in Google, which is fantastic for him. Swim Club is thriving. We've loads of new stock coming in. Really exciting bits for girls, for our winter swims, and loads of different things. So we're really excited about that. And then, to be honest, so with all that then, it was such a high over the summer. And then it came to, I think, COVID. The second lockdown was really hard because we moved up to an apartment in Santry, and where I'm from is Tala, and some of my friends would live in town. And it was, I found myself, and I'm sure everyone has, you know, really struggled in their own ways with COVID. And I think for me, it was a bit of a scary moment just before Christmas, because Jamie was quite lucky. Like, we had a bubble with his family. So he would go down and work in the playroom, with the, which they turned into an office with his brother. So he would go up out of the apartment every morning down to, you know, the office, in the little playroom with his brother. And I'd be in the apartment on my own. And I'm such a morning person. So I was waking up in darkness and the apartment is north facing. So it was nearly dark by 2 o'clock. And it was a couple of weeks where I was like, whoa, I felt the sense of loneliness again. And I was getting in a super bad headspace and I found myself getting quite down.
What do you do on those days when you're bad? Do you stay in bed? Or?
Yeah, I was like, I wasn't getting out of bed. And I remember it was like a really bad week of it. And I wasn't telling Jamie, and I could hear, you know, there's like two apartment doors before you get through my door and you can hear them. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh my God, he's home. And I'd jump out of the bed, make the bed, try on a jumper and think, oh, like, hi, I'm dressed. I was just, and I remember one day he was just like, Were you in bed? I was like, no, no, I was out for a walk. And like, I'm in my bare feet. And he was like, are you sure? And then I remember one day just breaking down crying. And he was like, you know, you should have told me that you were feeling this lonely. I wouldn't have been going down to work every day. But I think I was just so embarrassed. And I didn't realize I was going down that road again of feeling really upset. And, you know, work kind of slowed down. I couldn't go to the gym. We were meant to film stuff for Monday Club, but we couldn't. We're in such a strict lockdown. I think we're back down to our 2K, you know, or 5K restriction. So it was just super hard. And then anytime I went up to call my friends, I was like, oh, I can't call them. Where do I start? I can't say, you know, can't say this, can't say that.
Yeah, so you just avoid contact.
I just avoided. I was going, you know, down that route of being like suppressing, like, no, everything's fine. But then I remember just one day being like, what am I doing? I'm not great again. And I just called up, I made an appointment with just my therapist, and she brought me back. It was like, brought me back down to life again. And I just realized that I was just going through those motions of feeling lonely again and feeling left alone and spending and I think for anyone, when you spend so much time on your own, it's not great, because you start to think, you know, all these thoughts come in. Mm-hmm. You know, you start thinking of situations and scenarios that haven't even happened. And it was just all that time that I was spending on my own, and then I was having so much time to reflect, and then with being alone, I was having that emotion of feeling lonely. And with that emotion of feeling lonely was bringing, you know, resurfacing kind of emotions that probably I had before. But then I was fine then. And Christmas came, and, you know, it was a bit of a weird Christmas. But we're into 2021 now, and Monday Club kicked off. And I realized from that moment just before Christmas that what to do and what not to do. And I think I've grown so much as a person and become so much stronger. And
because I was talking to Claire Solon about this a couple of weeks ago, and she had a really bad spell in 2012, got counselling, moved to London, life was great again.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, during COVID,
yes.
It was such a triggering time for so many people.
Yeah.
It happened again, and she found herself in a bad space. And it's such an important message, I think, to get out there, that if you're low or depressed and you get counseling and you move on with your life and you're happy again, like, you, it can get bad again.
Yeah.
But then you know the tools, you know, ring my counselor. This is how I get out of this. But I think, God, like, when I think of your life, you know, looking in, I know you speak very honestly on Instagram. It's not like you kind of put on a show.
Yeah.
I feel like you're very real on Instagram, but it's eye-opening that was going on in your life when no one would have had a clue.
No one would have had a clue. And even like, I think I kept it very quiet how I was feeling. Like, I would always share that, like, oh God, I'm having my up and down days. But I think nobody would really know, you know, even like back going over the years, nobody would even really know why. There was so much going on in my life, but nobody would really know. Like, people were just speculating. Okay, people had an idea that I was going through a breakup and I was moving out of the house, but I never really came on and said it. And even when I come on and be like, oh, you know, when you just have your up and down days, but nobody really knows why
what
that looks like and what's going on. And nobody knows the reasons why I'm feeling this way. It's, you know, triggering moments of, you know, feeling lonely again and being left alone and just feeling isolated. And I'm sure everyone, a lot of people can relate to the isolation that COVID kind of
absolutely
had us going through. But 2021 has been a great year so far. And you're right to say that you do get the you know, build up these tools. I call it my little toolbox now. And sometimes I just need to have a check-in moment, open the toolbox. And do I need to sit back, relax? Do I need to, you know, not sit here? Do I actually need to keep busy? Am I just being... So I do. I actually do call it my little toolbox. When
I love that, because in my corporate talks, I say it's like a wardrobe. So
yeah,
I open my wardrobe in the morning and I'm like, what do I need today? Do I need a swim? Do I need a jog? Do I need to just sit on the couch under a blanket? There's all different kind of tools that we can turn to get ourselves through things. So in terms, if you're feeling very anxious or very down, what do you turn to, exercise or the sea?
So, yeah, good question. Like, sometimes it depends, actually. Yeah. It depends on how I'm really feeling. And you know what? Sometimes I just allow myself, I give myself no longer than a half an hour or 15 minutes. When I'm feeling really anxious, I need to cry. And I have to cry. And I do a head dump. So I'll take out a piece of paper or even sometimes on my phone or my notes, and I'll literally dump whatever is on my head. And sometimes it comes out that Jamie left the dishwasher open, or dishwasher, you know, like it can range from like I'm feeling anxious over work and I'm feeling like I don't want to leave the house today and I've so many things to do and I don't know where to start. Jamie left the dishwasher open, that's annoying, you know, but it could be this. But I just let it all out and then I have a cry. And then I'm like, okay, I can either get up and go for a swim, I can get up and exercise, or I can just sit here and twiddle my thumbs and cry some more. But I do turn a lot to exercise, and that's why I kind of, you know, would exercise every morning, because I always feel such a sense of achievement after I do a workout. So especially in the morning, I feel like I've achieved something before I've started the day. So that always sets me up in a good foot. But then obviously during the day, you know, things might pop up or, you know, something might trigger some sort of anxiety. But no, I've been quite good this year. And it was so funny, Georgie, when when you send a photo to your friends, you know, just this picture, look, okay, I sent, you know, my timeline to you, and I send it to my friends, and my friends were just like, God, Niamh, like, and you know what? And my friends are so amazing. I was getting upset, you know, writing it out, and they were like, we love you so much. You know, they're just like, you know, my cheerleaders. They constantly cheer me on. And they all turned around and said, like, you know, every year going through all those years, you always kept smiling. You always kept going and keep going. And my friend was just like, you just need to keep going now. I feel like you're still on your journey, and there's probably going to be other things that will pop up for you, but just you have your toolbox and keep going. So the journey continues, and myself and Jamie are off to Valencia tomorrow, and I've no doubt that, you know, other things will pop up naturally and organically. That's just how life is. But I, as I said, you know, the Oasis song, you know, I don't look back in anger, and I don't regret anything. Everything in my life that has happened has carved the path and has me where I am today. I wouldn't have met Jamie, I wouldn't have started Monday Club, I wouldn't have met certain friends that I'm really close to. You know, me and Rosie's relationship got so much closer when I moved out of the house. So there's so many things that have happened. And although I was like, why are these happening to me? Please stop. Can these just stop? I realized that they all happened for a reason. They all put me in this ship, and I just had to sail through, you know, the seas of hop off island, that happened, hop off the next island, that happened. But I'm still on the journey, but I'm feeling really good. I actually feel such a sense of peace within myself, especially this year. I kind of just feel like I know what I want. I'm 29. I know what I want. I know what I have to give. I'm forever grateful. And yeah, that's just
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God. It's so emotional just listening to everything you've been through. And going off to Valencia, first of all, why did you pick there and what's going to happen for you guys over there?
Well, it's a funny story because obviously we figured out that we couldn't go traveling anymore. And we were really sad because I think the two of us are such young hearts. And for anyone who follows me on Instagram will know I love my festivals, I love my gigs, I love my music. And equally, Jamie is the exact same. Like the two of us, I'd say our date nights, if we're lucky enough to have children, our date nights will be pee or something, like we love all that kind of thing. So we're such young people still at heart. And we said, like, let's do traveling. And obviously we couldn't do the traveling that we wanted. So it was actually Jamie's suggestion to be like, why don't we move to Portugal for a little while? Like, won my ticket, let's do it. I was like, geez, yeah, why not? So we actually looked on Portugal and oh my God, Portugal is so expensive. So what we did was we got up Airbnb map and we went around the coast and we came across this apartment in Valencia, really close, like literally on the beach. And we just said, we looked, Jamie's quite good. He was looking. I just want to make sure the area's okay. And I was like, how are you going to find out that the area's okay? But anyway, anyone that he spoke to about Valencia and work, one of his Google pals had lived there and they said it was the most amazing city. And then when I started telling people we were going, they were like, Valencia? Oh my. Or Valencia. I think there's like a way to say it, like Valencia. I don't know. But they were like, oh my God, it's the most amazing city. It's like really Spanish, it's like so historic and you're just gonna have such a gorgeous time. So yeah, that's where we're going and we can't wait.
Wow. And that's what COVID has brought to your life, yeah, now, this opportunity, because all the people that get to work from home get to have lovely lives now. Like I have a friend who's in Donegal for the summer and people are just getting back in flow with themselves and kind of following their heart and saying, what do I need today? And I think people are changing and we've all been through the mill over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
But hopefully we're coming out of it now. And like with everything you've been through over the last few years, and you said, you were lucky enough to bring the positives out of those situations and move forward. Hopefully we're all getting to do that now.
Yeah, definitely.
Year.
I think so.
So I will be glued to the page now, to your page, following yourself and Jamie's journey, and you're both beautiful people. So
thank you
for opening up on the Good Glow. It's personal,
Yeah, it is.
It's your story. So
when you reached out, it comes in threes. And I did an interesting TV show back in May, which I'm sure will be aired really soon. And I learned a lot about myself down there. It was a very interesting show. A lot of people will say you are absolutely mad for doing it, but it was really a show that tests you to your limits. And then there was another thing that happened, but anyway, I feel like it comes in threes. And then you asked me to be on the podcast and I almost like, when you well up with excitement in your throat, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've just been asked. I feel so honored. And I sent it to my friends, my mum and dad. They were like, Niamh, like this, this is great. And so yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I just felt like it was such a lovely time for me to come on, and maybe for people that don't know me to share my story and to hear my life and what I've been up to, not necessarily what I've been through, but just what my life
your journey
was, just my journey really. So thank you so much.
Oh, it's amazing, and I'm so honored to talk to you on my podcast, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Georgie.
Thanks for listening to the Good Glow podcast, with thanks to Lloyd's Pharmacy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review. It really makes a difference. And you can find the Good Glow wellness program over on theGoodGlow.ie.